Tom, it's been ages. Who would have thought we'd end up in such different places? I'm teaching music in Leeds now. It's rewarding, but different from what I imagined back at the Royal College. Remember those days? I actually turned down a contract to tour in March. It was such a tough call, but I felt I needed something more stable.
I did over 90 gigs last year, but honestly, it's exhausting. That's a big decision, turning down a tour. Must have been a strong offer. Was it not tempting at all? Because I know how much we both loved performing back then.
It was, but I needed a change.
Decent? From what I've heard, those contracts can be worth a small fortune. I mean, 30 grand is nothing to sneeze at. Was it the money that didn't convince you, or more the constant traveling? Because you'll hear plenty complain, 90 dates isn't as glamorous as it sounds. I haven't had a proper break-in forever, just running from city to city.
It was 30 grand, but the lifestyle's not for me anymore. Teaching has its perks, you know? It might not be the thrill of a live audience, but there's consistency, and I'd say stability counts for a lot these days.
Yes, and more.
Consistency, stability, fewer surprises. My students are great. Plus, you know, I get to be home every night. No more living out of a suitcase.
I guess I understand. It's just that I imagined you'd be the one on stage forever. I mean, you've got the talent for it. Leeds isn't exactly where I'd picture you, but maybe that's just my old mindset.
Well, people change.
True, but do you miss it? The stage, the energy when the crowd goes wild and you know they're all there just for the music?
Sometimes, sure, but the constant rehearsals, the travel.
Still, the adrenaline.
It's not just about adrenaline for me. I mean, back when we were at the college, I dreamt of touring the world. But reality is, well, different, you know? Teaching, it's steady, and Leeds has a music scene too. Plus, I get to inspire kids. That's meaningful. You've got to weigh the excitement against the grind.
That's something, definitely.
You sound like you might be reconsidering your path, though.
Honestly, maybe a bit. Playing 90 gigs sounds impressive, but it's draining. I haven't had the energy to create anything new in ages. And all those hours of practice, sometimes I just want a break. But then I wonder, what if I slow down and lose momentum?
Have you considered teaching then?
Not really, but.
It's not a bad gig. You know, I never thought I'd enjoy it this much. Being part of the growth and progress of young musicians is something I didn't expect to find so fulfilling.
I guess it's something to think about.
You don't seem completely convinced, though.
Maybe not completely, but this conversation's given me perspective. Maybe a change wouldn't be all bad, but leaving the stage entirely, that's a big step. It's like I'd be losing a part of myself.
True, it's a leap for sure. But, you know, it's about what makes you happy in the long run, right? You don't want to look back and regret not even considering other paths. Sometimes a change can bring the refreshment you're looking for.
You've given me a lot to think about.
If you ever want to chat more about it, just let me know. I bet you'd make a great teacher, sharing all you've learned from the road.
Will do, Emma. Thanks for the talk.